settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
This is Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical information show that is designed to stretch your mind and help you to think outside of the box. On today's show, as usual, my husband Nick will be deep trance channeling, and with the aid of our spirit friends, we are going to be talking about past life regression, and this will be part two. And if you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, the phone lines will be open, it's toll-free, and the number to call from the U.S. is 877-876-5227. From Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And international callers, 530-876-3222. And the code for that is two zeros and a one. Couldn't find it then for
me.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Nick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work, here on bbsradio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, or have an Akashic reading, please do go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. As Sylvie said, I am a deep trance medium. And what that means is each week live on the show, I channel a spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who had an Earth life 300 years ago. I have the ability to completely hand over my physical body to the spirit world, so they may use it to speak through. And I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time on the show. When I go into the deep trance state, my consciousness and my spirit are transported elsewhere by the spirit team who work with us, and then they bring me back again, safe and sound, when Gregory leaves my physical body. I not only miss the whole show, but I very rarely remember where it is they take me either. And I suppose that's just my job. It doesn't really matter. I'm not hung up about it. Anyway, so without further ado, because time is precious, I'll hand you back to Sylvie and say, do have a great show.
Thanks, Nick. So, Gregory is a spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many great minds as well as regular people, and between them they have access to vast knowledge and insight. They've come to bring their teachings because there is a need for us to gain an understanding beyond the constraint of our human minds. The subject matter we cover is limitless and will hopefully help you to become more knowledgeable and better informed as to the nature of your existence on Earth, as well as your continued life after physical death, of course. We do not have any religious bias or political persuasion, and our mission is only to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to you. So, as I say every week, if you have a show suggestion that you'd like us to cover, some topic that you might find, that we might find, or the listeners will find rather interesting, and that we can have a good old debate about, then please do. You can either email us directly on enq@spirit-teaching.com, but if you go on our website, which is spirit-teaching.com, you can find out the email from there. Okay? So, I do believe Gregory is with us. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend, little bird.
Thank you.
With love and light, as always.
Well, I've been looking forward to part two of our past life regression program. 'Cause last week we only really scratched the surface. I understand there's something like 6 explanations that you have.
Yes.
For possibly perceiving that you had a past life.
Yes.
And we actually only covered one last week of the whole show.
Yes, that is quite true.
We had some callers, and that was great too, and we hope that you call in again today. That's wonderful.
Yes, and please believe me when I have to say, dear friends, that we are not here to rubbish any religious understanding or whatever it may be that you hold dear to your heart, whatever that is for you, however you think and feel, is right for you, is that which is to your desire and your explanation of life. All we are saying here is that there are a number of different situations which are present within the spirit world, which can give you, a human physical being, rise and cause to understand that you may have had a previous physical life. But as I tried to explain last time, that much of this situation and feeling is because you are physical beings having a physical existence, and you observe situations in the spirit world as being so close to you that they are bringing feelings to you that you are experiencing something else of your life. Much of this is due to what we call the law of proximity. This law of proximity exists in all forms and dimensions throughout the universe of wherever you happen to be. The law of proximity dictates that if you are in a physical voyage, if you are having a physical life, then you must be at one point within that physical life. I'm not talking about your consciousness, but as a physical human being, that is where you are, wherever you sit or stand at this moment in time. Because that is where your relationship with your physical cellular structure and the consciousness which sits around and about and within and without your spirit and also your physical state. The law of proximity dictates then that you are in point A, which means that all other things and effects in your life are at point B or beyond. I hope you understand this, so that no matter what it is that you observe and understand in your physical life, be it in the thought processes that you have about things you observe, or the sounds that you hear, or the feelings and sensitivity that come to you, are all because you are at point A relative to yourself, and that everything else is away from you at a distance. Even if it is touching your skin, it is still at a distance. So, it is at point B. The whole point of raising this as an issue is because human beings in physical form do not understand the law of proximity, which is present in the spirit world, in the etheric dimension. And we are calling the etheric dimension all forms and strata that human beings may feel depict a certain level of communication or spiritual value. We are talking about this level of strata which many people say, oh, I am on this plane, or I have ascended to that plane. Really what they are talking about is not a plane of existence necessarily, not a physical state in terms of your relationship or how you understand it, but in fact is actually taken up with your vibration index, and that is to which you have illuminated to at your present consciousness level of understanding. So if, shall we say, that you feel that you have gained a certain amount of knowledge upon your road of awareness and enlightenment, that it may well be this then transpires in your physical state, that you are vibrating at a certain vibration index. If you have feelings and sensitivities of a negative value, what happens then, my dears, is that you descend in your vibrational index. And it means to say that you are vibrating at a lesser rate than that to which you had illuminated when you were aware. I hope you understand that. What this means in relation to the law of proximity in relation to past life theory is that when you are viewing something in the spirit world from the position of a physical being, no matter to what state you have ascended to in your consciousness level or what you feel that you have made illuminated to at that time, it is, in fact, that what you are, however, looking at and experiencing is something from the physical persona, not something that is necessarily intact and as you think of it as being in the spirit world. So, in fact, what you are viewing is something which is not the dimension in which you are feeling that you are in. When you visit the spirit world, in fact, you lose all sense of dimension because the spirit world is in a different, is calibrated in a different vibration to the physical earth, because the physical earth journey is a slower vibration. I hope you understand this. And what is happening when you are meditating or whatever it is, illuminating your awareness in some way through your consciousness and knowledge gathering experience, what is actually happening is you are raising your vibration. Therefore, you are transcending and transforming the situation of your physical life into that of the etheric world. So what happens when you view sometimes aspects of a past life that you think that you've had is to do with the law of proximity. That is, you do not understand the value of 1 plus 1, the signal that you are in point A, therefore everything else must be at point B. What happens in the spirit world is that because there is no vibration which is less than, or that you do not associate, rather, with beings who are at a lesser vibration than yourself, but may access beings of a different vibration to yourself, perhaps by asking them to be present, you are actually not coming into contact with beings in a 1 plus 1 situation, because the energy between you in the spirit world is of a far faster rate. And therefore it means that when you have a relationship or you meet someone in the spirit world, the meeting is complete. There is no me and you. There is only being in what we are. And that is explained within the relationship of what you actually transcend in your understanding of one another in the issuance of love from you and from them to you. So this love makes the contact complete. So what you are looking at and viewing, perhaps as thinking of your past life experience, is really the meeting of minds of someone else within the spirit world, someone who is very close to you, and someone who in fact has completely become at one with your etheric and consciousness dimension. This is something which only usually has an effect in the spirit world, but is sometimes felt in physical reality when you meet someone who is perhaps from your same soul group or something like that. And that is someone who you find are intrinsically bound to and understand every motive that is within them, almost as though you have been sharing your whole life with them, because you have.
Okay, thanks, Gregory. So last week, that is what we were talking about last week,
yes.
Really, wasn't it?
Yes.
The cases of proximity and the fact that when you gave love at the recounting,
yes,
of countless of people in your soul group, in the spirit world, that this was replayed to you, like, say, for instance, under hypnosis and regression.
Yes, absolutely.
Which
so.
In having the regression and hypnosis, you are raising your vibration.
Of course. Yes, because you are making that contact with that pure aspect of yourself, which is also, of course, underlying the intrinsic value of your consciousness. Therefore, it is elevating your vibration into a state of euphoria for having made that contact.
So you're invariably going to have an experience of sorts?
Yes, of course you are. It is only logical.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, today, which other aspect of this theory would you like to talk about
you
today?
You pick one, friend.
Okay. Right. Well, you may have been a helper or a doorkeeper.
Yes.
To somebody else who was having an earth existence.
Yes, exactly so. Let me explain then. As a spirit being, a pure and as yet possibly undefined being, or possibly that you have garnished many experiences from these liaisons that we talked about last time. That is, in bringing out love between you in order to help them perhaps remember something or something like that. Now, that perhaps to a physical being may sound somewhat mundane, but it isn't. And what actually happens then is that this helps to shape the character of your spirit. Your spirit possibly pre-birthing or pre a physical human life. You may, in fact, have, as I say, actually had a time when you were a doorkeeper of someone else. And what you would have done during this time is that you would have accepted all of those experiences that the person whom you were a doorkeeper for, or guardian angel, that what you experienced was all of their love and all of their hate, all of their negativity, every aspect of their walk of life. Someone, obviously, that you would know in very great detail, and also, of course, including all of the knowledge that they had gathered about whomsoever it was, their relationships with different people, perhaps within their own genetic family group. It could also be that you are, of course, also a witness to everything else that they did in their physical life, because that is what your doorkeeper or guardian angel does. It may be, on the other hand, then, that you could have been a helper. Now, this doesn't diminish the state of being a helper, although I understand that perhaps in physical terms some people may feel that this is a lesser event than perhaps a doorkeeper or guardian angel. Well, it is not necessarily a lesser event. It is a different event, completely different, because a helper is someone who actually migrates from one group to another group, not going in search mournfully for something, some form of energy to latch onto, but is actually there in their own presence in order to give help to someone else who is having a physical journey. Perhaps it may be that this helper is actually giving help and aid to your doorkeeper or witness to your journey, and that this is something which is actually beneficial to both. It could be, for example, that you as a spirit being of divine light and purity are there to give energy to the whole relationship, to help with that relationship, help it to form, help it to grow. Perhaps it is that the helper, the spirit helper, is there with a particular understanding or field of initiative and events that they have dealt with in their own life. And do not forget, dear friends, that the spirit life is endless and is for eternity. Therefore, it will be that a helper does not necessarily have already had a physical life, although they may well have done. So perhaps they will come in their garb that they used to wear in physical life. That, incidentally, is what we call it in the spirit world. When someone materializes or has some form of influence upon a person in physical life, they come dressed in the cellular structure, perhaps, that they had when they were in physical life. And we call that garb. Yes.
Okay, so a helper could help the person, the actual person who's having a physical life, or the helper could help the doorkeeper.
Yes, or both.
Or both.
Yes.
And the helper can come and go.
And the helper can come and go. Does not necessarily have to be from your soul group. Doesn't necessarily have to have previously had anything to do with your physical life or your life in the spirit world. Because this is necessarily a different being who is bringing something new to your advancement. Mm-hmm. And that is really the essential ingredient to the knowledge that you gather during this performance, if you like, that this is a being who actually brings you something fresh and different and new, is a different vibration to you, is not from your soul group, probably nothing like your soul group. So their vibration index and character will be extremely different. Now, what actually can happen at some times, some meetings with these different helpers, and you will possibly discover this at the time and forward through your development, that what will actually happen, possibly, is that at times a certain helper may come and draw close to you, perhaps just be in your auric field. They don't usually necessarily take over your physical being state like you are being presented with here.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a helper.
You're a guide.
Yes, quite so. A helper will perhaps bring something of an initiative or inspiration to you. And this will be in the forms of thought or illumination in some way, of images or sound. Yes, the helper could be something to do with inspiration that you may have, to do with sound, perhaps to do with influences in music, perhaps to do with the recall that you have of certain things in your physical life. This isn't something which is just brought about by the certain coatings of your cortex or whatever it is of the physical brain. Although, of course, for some people, the more that they exercise the physical lobes of different parts of and compartments of the brain means actually that you are increasing the value of that energy and of that interaction. You are actually joining more and more neurons and synapses in order to bring about that current effect. So this is actually helping your consciousness to raise the level of its vibration and also perhaps to meet the influences of your spirit helpers who may be there trying to bring an influence. And I have to also underline here, this is not bringing an influence in an underhand way or a negative way. They are not malevolent in any way. These are beings who are of great love and understanding, who are there trying to help you in your physical road journey, so perhaps you do not make the mistakes that you have made previously, or perhaps it is, as I say, to do with your growing religious understanding, to try to entrap more of the vastness of knowledge which may be available to you through the universe. And in this way, my dears, you may be able to understand further the details of certain knowledge and relationship situations, or, as I say, it may well be to do with the intuitive states or sensitivity or something like that. I know that there are many helpers who have situations and dealings to do with people's human beings' inspiration. At the same time as saying this, my friends, I'm not saying that the human psyche or measure of inspiration is solely based upon the helpers that they may have or the perceptions of beings they may have of who may be helping them. What I am saying is that some of it is the inference of actuality, is the statement of, yes, that they are actually bringing something to about, something together which is of an infinite wisdom. It may well also be, of course, that you, through your own desire and your own knowledge and your own crusade to wisdom, have finally brought about ideas and understanding of yourself through your own inspiration and imagination. What better than for you to be able to accelerate your vibration and actually be able to meet with these other helpers in the spirit world who can bring you even more?
Okay, so these helpers can actually know you so well. They can be with you on and off from birth.
Yes, absolutely so.
And obviously more than one.
Yes, or of course it may just be a very fleeting relationship. Now, for example, my friend, during the time that our dear friend here was developing over the years, that it was in fact that I believe there were some 60 or 70 different helpers and different beings who came, made their presences felt, and sometimes they were seen, actually observed as transposing or transfiguration over the physical face or the physical body form of our dear friend here. And at other times, of course, it was perhaps not a lesser energy, but an energy felt in a different way. As it will be, dear friends, for you, as you develop your gifts of spirit, then it will be perhaps not even necessarily confined to that. You may not actually be developing this as a rational experimentation or scientific premise, but that what you actually may be doing is just really allowing your spiritual gifts and your persona, if you like, your energy to blend and be at one with the universe, in which case, of course, there will be a situation where beings from our side of life will be able to draw close to you because you will be that open to receive them.
Okay. So the moral of this story really is that the helper and obviously the doorkeeper, who is with you every step of your journey, have a vivid recollection of somebody's journey.
Yes, well, actually, my dear friend, interestingly enough, what actually happens with the doorkeeper and their journey is that everything that they witness of what you do is actually transferred to their Akashic record, exactly as it is transferred to yours.
Okay.
Which means that the doorkeeper does not necessarily have to rely solely upon their own spirit memory.
Right.
Or something like that. They actually have a reference to make understanding with.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps that very often they will do that at times when you are sleeping or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will recap upon the day's events and make sure that all of their recollections and their time has given latitude to them and their own insight and evaluation of what it is that happened to you or befell you at any one particular moment of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be that this information is then recorded also upon their Akashic record as well as your own.
Okay.
For the duration of your journey, you see, in physical state.
Okay.
And then, of course, when you return to our side of life, the eventual passing, it will be that their presence will be felt by you, not necessarily brought face to face, although it could well be. And during your recounting of your story and recompense and reconciliation, it will be to do with their own, not as a judgment of your life, but of an exacting replicant of your life, to make sure that you do not leave anything out. And in that way, I suppose you could say that everyone in their situation of recompense has to be truthful, because that is what your doorkeeper, guardian angel, and witness is all about. Now, we're not talking about guardian angels as in angels, as in the sort of beings that people have inference with as being beings with wings and that kind of thing. That usually happens because that is the motif that an individual has within their own psyche and their own awareness. And really, it's not to say that the spirit being is being elusive or defrauding in any way of their state or status. It is really to say that what they are doing is they are actually creating the energy through your own imagination and your own inspiration of what it is you would find acceptable to understand there was a being of light or a being who is etheric and non-physical in your presence.
Okay, so what can happen then in... would you like to go into the detail of that then? About what can actually happen when you think that it's a past life? It could actually... So what we're saying is that it could be a vision of somebody... Either if you were a helper or a doorkeeper before you had this journey, it could be the... Oh, okay, hello, caller.
I just had to break in here because this is a fascinating topic.
Hello.
Oh, yes, friend.
Fascinating. Thank you again. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Yes.
Thank you. Gregory, of course, as most of us probably feel, when we get to the other side, we got a lot to deal with.
Yes.
And these things that come up, how long of a... I guess my question is, how long of a process is that recompensing process or that process of going through your life's history and looking at all the different facets? And then, I mean, I know you'll probably say, well, it depends on the individual, and I understand that answer, but average ballpark.
Well, my dear friend, it is as long as it takes. This is the point. There is no pressure because no one is there in the presence of your good self. No one is there to judge you.
Right.
Or to make any inference of, well, you shouldn't have done that there, or that was a wrong thing to do. What on earth did you think you were thinking? Yes?
But then, let's say you go through it. I mean, you were not talking that the thing would take thousands of years to go through.
Well,
are we?
That will depend upon the being and what it is they've done, my friend.
Really?
For example, yes, quite so. For example, but we cannot really nail a timeline upon this, quite simply because timelines do not exist in the etheric dimension as they do in physical reality.
Right.
So you may think that perhaps a murderer, for example, who did certain deeds in their physical life should be in purgatory for an X number of years. It doesn't actually work like that.
Right.
Exactly the same as if you squash a bug on a window or you kill some other being through joy, whatever form that takes.
Right.
If you shoot it because you have joy from doing that, you are going to have to deal with it
when you get
to the other side of life.
Right, I see.
So nothing is escaping you.
Right. So there's really no average time.
Well, there is not an average because everyone is an individual.
Yeah.
And obviously, some people will come to accept the tread and the course of their life and the situations that they have brought about upon themselves or upon others, they have perhaps accepted gracefully. Yes, I did that. As you say on your side of life, hands up.
You mean, so really, you could go right through it, just, okay, this is all great, and I'm done. Could it be that fast?
No, indeed not, no.
No, okay.
No, because there will be a certain amount of recompense that you will actually have to pay for those, to reward those ancestors or beings whose lives you have changed or altered.
Now, would that be during
their journey?
My entire existence here on the physical?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, you mean, so I would have to be actually...
All of it, friend.
Ouch. That could be painful.
That's fine.
Well, yes, my dear friend, it might and it hurts. But the point is that what you've got to understand, instead of there scratching your head and thinking, well, how can I get away with this, or how can I perhaps change the things that I do and perhaps not have to make such recompense or in such a degree of disaster that
right.
appears to have befallen you.
Right.
The situation is, of course, that the whole case of recompense is really about what it means to you. And if it meant to you at the time that you created something bad or negative because you did not know any better at that time, perhaps because you were juvenile, pulling the legs off slides or whatever it was that you did, and that is something because of your actual mental ability at that time or the creation of what you just misunderstood about physical life.
Right.
Now that you know something is different, and perhaps I can see that your cheeks color up every moment that you think of that. And it does with every other physical being, if the truth be told.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
And in fact, in seeing that is part of the process of recovery, because you are recognizing that negativity and that disarrangement of what was purity. Yes?
I like the way you put that. Thank you. Thank you.
Please do butt in whenever you like. If you feel that there is something which is perhaps needs a little more illumination, and we will be most happy to be applied.
Well, thank you. So I guess really if we get to a point on our path here where we are comfortable with who we are in every respect, and we've really taking a good look at where we've come and who we are at the present moment, that would go a long way in this sort of recompense, wouldn't it?
Absolutely so, of course, because it will be a good pathway
right.
for your reintroduction to the higher vibration and energy of what is.
I got
and
you.
And what a better state of being could you be in? So that in itself is recompense in the spirit world's eyes for those things that you have done and cast out in former negative behavior.
Understood. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
well,
you well. For allowing me to be on the program and for answering my questions. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, anytime, Don.
Oh, blessings. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you... Let's go back to the theory then. You were a helper or a doorkeeper?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And then when you come to have your physical life here...
Sometimes you remember segments of it.
Of?
Do not forget as well, my friend, that you may well have had been a helper or a doorkeeper. Well, certainly you may have been a doorkeeper once. It is usually only once. You... Unlike, although I know that there are some people who have had more than one of these experiences, you may have been a helper many times, because as you progress as a spirit being throughout your spirit eternal life, you will come to understand great knowledge and wisdom, possibly, if you are attracted to that as a semblance of your psyche and of your awareness as a spirit being. Other spirit beings, of course, are attracted to other, perhaps less significant energies, perhaps even mundane energies, to do with a very close proximity with actual physical life.
Okay, so you're having a regression session, and
yes.
you think that it's you, because it's so vivid, this picture.
Well, it is you, but it is you in the state of transformation that you had been in the spirit world, being a helper to someone. And of course, do not forget that while you are in this state of helping someone, you are giving them absolute love. Naturally, if anyone has throughout their development of their spirit gifts that they have not actually felt, perhaps when a certain helper or whoever that is come close to them, what they feel is this wonderful presence, this great love and bountiful giving state. This is because the helper is actually there wanting to be of service to you. This isn't something that you owe or own, as most or many physical beings feel that that is their prerogative, to own everything, or, oh, this is my experience, it must be my previous life. Well, yes, it is partly because you were a witness in different ways to other people's physical life. And you were a witness in other different ways into helping them through that physical life. So you may have been present, perhaps. You may have been gathered round that being with many others who were also present, perhaps at their point of their passing, or perhaps to help them over a certain hurdle, or perhaps even to ward off someone else who was being negative toward them, or who perhaps was about to take their own life. And it may well have been that a helper was there present to avert some form of personal disaster to you. Many people, of course, refer to that as a guardian angel. It isn't actually the guardian angel or doorkeeper assigned to you as a witness, because as a witness, they have to impassively view and observe everything that you do to record it. They cannot be or take part, per se, in your physical life experience. They are there as a witness to it. So if you are talking about in reference, shall we say then, oh, that was my guardian angel, saved me from that situation. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are looking at the situation, well, that's probably a helper who has actually saved you from that situation by changing the vibration, by altering the way in which a certain person's negativity came toward you. It isn't something which will be present every time, as is so often depicted, as it is so often depicted by children, perhaps, who were killed by an adult.
A helper would be a bright light as well, wouldn't they?
Not necessarily so, but many times,
but it's
yes.
Just that, you know, I'm trying to get across that think if it's a really bright light, a beautiful, intense feeling, vibration that they feel, that it's a higher being, that it's an ascended being, an angel or whatever.
But that is because all physical beings think that anyone, almost virtually anyone from the spirit world, must be an ascended being because it reflects their own ego.
But a helper would be, they would feel comforting and nice and...
Absolutely.
And they could be a bright light.
Of course, yes. They could be a child, an old man, an old woman, who could be dressed in any form of clothing or garb that they choose to be in. Mm. It's a matter for them. And they could be at any state or stage of their development when they had a physical journey, or to the persona that they have, which they wish to enact as a spirit helper.
If you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, then Gregory will answer your questions about our topic tonight. The phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227, Canada, 888-810-8322, and international callers, the code is 001-530-876-3222. Okay, so it could be that you were a helper or a doorkeeper and you were witnessing either something that they witnessed.
Yes.
When they were helping somebody previously, when you were helping somebody previously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And do not forget the situation of the state of relationship between you. It is through the binding of love.
You see, I don't think people can realize that that you could be a helper or doorkeeper, because we always put doorkeepers so high up the ladder, if you know what I mean, that it's so far removed from the instances that you were
as a physical being.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but that too, my friend, is part of the situation that reflects physical human beings, because they have to do such a lot of work, generally, in order to transcend the physical state, in order order to actually be of a vibration whereby they may perhaps have situations of interaction between helpers and doorkeepers and that kind of thing.
People probably don't think they're clever enough to be a doorkeeper because they're here doing this now.
Yes, and perhaps they are using their formidable brain or lack of it in order to shape that opinion. And I quite understand that. I really do.
What about, could you have been, say, a close friend to somebody that was having a physical life, and you were a spirit person, never having had a physical life, but you actually were very close with the person that had the physical life when they were in spirit, and you traveled much of that journey with them, watched over them,
oh, yes,
that sort of thing. So
of
then
course.
When you had a spirit, a physical life journey after that, could you remember some of the instances and thinking that was your own? The same as a doorkeeper, really.
Absolutely, of course. My point, my friend, is that much of this memory is transcended memory from these relationships that you've had in the spirit world or that you may have had as a physical being.
Mm-hmm.
And it may well, of course, be that these are not just relationships to do with your own helpers or doorkeepers, and do not forget that you don't keep them. That, rather, should I say, that helpers you do not keep. They are moving, ever-changing. Sometimes they will stay for years, and at other times it may be just one visit. And it will very much depend. Now, what about then those situations where you perhaps have perceived that you have always known of spirit, that this is something which continued with you right through childhood and never left you. In this situation, of course, it will just merely mean that the process which began in childhood merely continues. So, without a break, you will perhaps have even greater benefits of the relationships between yourself and those helpers who may be with you. As I say, helpers do not necessarily need to represent a certain embodiment to depict their vibration, status, or level. And it is very often to do with the difference of mind and the interpretation of the individual as to whether that person who is a helper blends with you in a particular way. Now, by blending, I am talking of the vibration at which they are resounding at in their vibration index and your vibration index. Sometimes, of course, it may well be that throughout your physical life journey that this particular helper doesn't make you feel terribly well. It may be that you actually feel, on the other hand, that as their vibration comes close, that you feel this overwhelming and unabiding love, that this is something which is most perfect and beautiful, and that actually through this situation you may actually have very tangible effects of physical evidence of their presence. And this is because, in fact, they are not necessarily in your skin or anything like that, but just really by the proximity of themselves to your auric field. It could be that they are just touching your auric field, and yet it actually may feel as though they're almost inside of you. That is, again, to do with the law of proximity that I was talking about earlier. The universal law of how physical human beings are interactive with one another and with beings of other dimensional states. This actually means, my dear friends, that sometimes when you feel the presence of a helper or someone like that, you feel as though they are much closer than they really are. The helper could be many yards away, but you feel them as though they are standing right next to you, or that they are overpowering you with their love, which they may well be. It is also to do, of course, with the vibration index of how you accelerate in their presence, which is, of course, something to do with the acknowledgement of that presence, something which you can both share that vibration of, you see?
Which is why meditation is so important for attunement to your guides.
Absolutely so. It is crucial in the developmental process.
So would you say that, you mentioned that a lot of people have had this experience of being a doorkeeper.
Yes.
Is this something that people do, spirits do, to find out if they want to have a physical life, or is it something, gosh, I think you'd probably change your mind, wouldn't you?
Yes, quite so. I knew you would say that, my friend, as soon as the words had left your lips. Yes, quite
I'm
so.
Out of here.
Yes. Well, of course, now, it may well be that as a spirit guide, as a spirit helper, that it may just be that you are having a transitory experience, that it is only short-lived, perhaps. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that this is something which will then put you off your ordinary possible excursion into physical life. It just doesn't either mean necessarily that you are going to remember all of this experience either, simply because that will depend upon the recall ability or your then ensuing development as a physical being, as a spirit within that physical being, or rather attached to it.
So a doorkeeper feels every sense of love, anguish, pain, joy, everything that you feel. When they're walking with you on your journey.
Yes, everything that comes into your senses, everything that you experience in the physical plane and in the etheric dimension of that experience whilst you are having a physical journey on the earth plane is recorded and witnessed by your doorkeeper.
Yes. So this is absolutely vivid and intrinsically sort of branded in their memory. They then have a physical life.
Yes.
After that, they have their physical life. Everything is erased.
Yes.
Previous as it is with all of us.
Yes.
And then...
Or rather, it is erased from the temporary memory lobe.
Yes. And then in situations of past life regression or a vivid dreaming or something like that, deja vu type of thing, that you can actually feel... This doorkeeper who's having the physical life now can actually feel that they've been here before because they have these memories, these flashbacks, or whatever it is.
Yes, and of course...
situation.
Yes, and of course they have.
Yes.
But you feel as though it is your experience.
Own. Yes. 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 I see. Or helper or whatever it is.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Any of those, yes. Mm. And so, of course, if you are... a being in the spirit world who has been a helper, perhaps, to many other physical beings having their physical life, you can just imagine the amount of different information which may be available within that spirit's soul as defined within their Akashic record and within their complete journey. And so what you are actually bringing into that life is the situation of what you really do experience as a spirit being, but not that you experience because it isn't your life.
Mm. Absolutely.
Not your present life, but what you are experiencing is the presence that you brought about, the exchange of energy that you brought about in your relationships with other beings who were having a physical life. And it is so important that you understand the laws of proximity when you are engaging within any form of regression as to whether these forms of regression will actually help you define anything in your present physical life. It is quite possibly that it won't, because they are not your own presences of physical life. They are as other effects, as other instances of love or attention or whatever it is, and creation, of course.
So, that's come to the end of the show, actually, Gregory. But
oh, has it really been?
Absolutely. But we've got number two in. We've got so we've done number one, number two. We'll shoot number three next week.
Yes, yes. Very well, then.
Okay. It's been
I can't wait.
Yes, nor me.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely so. With love and light and fondness, as always, to all of those who may be listening at this time and whoever may be listening in the future, we give you love and wonderment of your journey. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Gregory. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, and www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us, our books, our CDs. You can have an Akashic reading, and also as well as Spirit's work on bbsradio.com on Mondays and Thursdays. We also have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching, on artistfirst.com on Tuesdays. And I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to us on the wonderful BBS Radio. My name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focus on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.